KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, clear skies, 75 degrees in Atlantic, looking forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 100. Heat indices anywhere from 107 to 112 degrees. A heat advisory will be in effect beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon and lasting through late this evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A big heat wave is expected today all across the Midwest. Temperatures forecast to reach 100 degrees or near, but the heat index, or what it feels like when the humidity is factored in, will make it feel like 105 to 110 degrees. As I mentioned, a heat advisory goes into effect beginning at 1 o'clock, and it runs through 9 this evening for the far west and southwest counties, and until 8 p.m. for the rest of the area. The heat wave is expected to continue into the weekend. Officials at the Cass County Home Care in Atlantic remind you that elderly relatives, friends, and neighbors are at higher risk for heat-related illnesses during these extreme conditions. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, heat stroke, which is the most serious heat-related illness, occurs when the body's temperature rises rapidly, loses its ability to sweat, and is unable to cool down. Body temperatures can rise to 106 degrees in as little as 10 to 15 minutes. If left untreated, heat stroke may lead to permanent disability or even death. Rhonda Duvall, a registered nurse and clinical manager at CCHC, says that older adults are especially at risk of heat stress because with age, the body doesn't adjust as well to extreme changes in temperature. Chronic medical conditions and prescription medicines common to elderly patients also affect the body's ability to regulate its temperature. Some precautions you can take include staying inside during air-conditioned areas, restricting any strenuous activity, wearing lightweight clothing, and bathing in cool water. Of course, staying hydrated is also critical during periods of extreme heat. But it's not uncommon, for some elderly patients with certain medical conditions to be limited in the amount of fluids they can drink. In those cases, a physician should be consulted before drinking more fluids than typically recommended. Some symptoms of heat-related illness will include a rapid pulse, shallow breathing, a lack of perspiration, and body temperatures exceeding 103 degrees. If any of those conditions are observed, call 911 immediately. And also keep an eye on children and pets today. News time is 7:09.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindemann Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindemann Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center, livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
Iowa farmers are being urged to watch their cattle for signs of stress as the heat builds across the Midwest. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association said cattle could be at risk with temperatures around 100 degrees tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. CEO Matt Deppe says the cattle rely on respiration more than sweating or perspiration to cool down, which means that producers must also consider what other means to keep them comfortable. Some suggestions from ISU Extension include clean, fresh water, shade, and using a higher percentage of feed during the afternoon. If necessary, farmers should begin sprinkling cattle with water if there are signs of heat stress. Officials say producers who use fans or water on their cattle should continue to use the process until the heat wave breaks. A Council Bluffs woman was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail yesterday on charges of child endangerment after deputies were alerted to a child in a van at a local shopping mall. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News a citizen reported the incident to deputies at around 7:20 p.m. Monday as they were leaving a local pizzeria in the 1100 block of North Broadway.
A woman came up to him and said there's a baby in a, we believe, locked in a van. So the deputies went over there to investigate. They did find a baby that was in a van on the parking lot there, the Super Saver store. The deputies were able to get the baby out. Apparently the door was not locked. One of the doors was, another one wasn't. The windows were cracked. They got the baby out, and it was, crying, upset, and sweating.
and the nine-month-old female had been in the van for an estimated 25 to 30 minutes. The outside temperature at the time was 86 degrees. Danker said the deputies placed the child in an air-conditioned patrol car.
The mother then came out. She talked to a couple of the other deputies. She was crying and visibly upset, I believe. They asked her why she left the baby in the van. She said she forgot, would never have left the baby in the van. She forgot the baby was in there, is what she said. She went in to get some money and some food for her supper.
After speaking with a woman, deputies learned she had four other children, but that they were with an aunt playing in a water fountain at Bayless Park. The woman, 30-year-old Tiffany Tunney, was arrested for child endangerment. She remained in the Pott County Jail on $5,000 bond. The child did not require medical attention, but Danker said there was a real potential for medical problems related to the heat. The girl was placed in temporary protective custody. The sheriff says that people need to use common sense with regard to children and animals being left in vehicles during the sweltering summer heat.
You just can't leave them in a vehicle. You know, you have to make sure that they either take them into, if they're going shopping, take them in to the store with them, or make sure that they're, you know, in somebody's care in an air-conditioned house, or somebody's, they can't just, it just gets so hot so fast in a vehicle that they can die in a short period of time. So it's just, you got to be very careful. It's anytime you got to be careful, but especially when it's this hot.
And he says also that you need to make sure that children and pets are taken care of just the same as other creatures and people in this hot weather. News time is 7:13.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindeman Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center, livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Merrill Stoles, age 95 of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Merrill Stoles will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Bonnie Wright, age 76 of Menlo, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bonnie Wright will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Darlene Callender, age 86 of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Darlene Callender will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Darwin Turk, age 68 of Lewis, died Monday. Funeral services for Darwin Turk will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bonnie Knoll, age 81 of Audubon, died Friday at the Audubon County Hospital. Graveside services for Bonnie Knoll will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Concord Cemetery in Concord, Nebraska. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kay Laverne Hamlin, age 72 of Atlantic, died Friday. A memorial service for Kay Hamlin will be held this Friday at 8:30 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Michelle Olson, age 56 of Manila, died Monday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Michelle Olson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Sylvia May, age 88 of Cumberland, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Sylvia May will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Elsie Unken, age 96 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Elsie Unken are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Beulah Scow, age 92, formerly of Marnie, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Beulah Scow are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Henry Gayson Sr., age 87, died Saturday in Erling. Services for Henry Gayson Sr. are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.